Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plowski. Let's mark the wine for pain, because Selig is grosso. Is Marion a librarian, or is Josie actually grosy? We'll never know, Silkman. Don't fade away, just rap. Whatever you do, don't barf. Joining us today are the usual Jimmy Award winners, including Kevin McCartan Jager.
I'm still trying to figure out what your theme was this week.
It's the last names of Jimmy Award winners.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah. The only two, from straight up noticeable, are probably Barth and McCartan.
McCartan, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he won a Jimmy Award.
Yeah, I didn't either until I went to Wikipedia yesterday.
Well, did he win?
Yeah, it says that he won.
He was a winner? Oh,
wait,
great.
Did Nova Zada not win?
She didn't win.
No, I only did winners.
But
she won the career.
She won, I was going to say.
She won the career.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, when you go to the Jimmy Award pages, I'd say 25% of them have links to their page. Even if they didn't win or anything, so you're like, oh, I know who the real winners are here on this page.
Right.
Yeah.
Kimberly, our wheeler and dealer, game master, and unofficial babysitter for the hour. And with us today is the person behind Let's Hear It for the Choice. Let's give a big, broad, wasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Jimmy Larkin.
You're ready for a choice?
Yay.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, to start every episode, we like to begin with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
You know what? The funny thing is, so I'm actually at mom's house, and mom has a drink, and mom has a boyfriend, and I was like, do we have any alcohol in the house? Because, I mean, my alcohol of choice is tequila always.
Sure, sure.
But we don't have tequila in the house, because I've only been here for a few days, and I haven't gone shopping for it yet. So I asked for mom's boyfriend's alcohol, which was a Heineken.
Yes.
Which would never be my alcohol of choice. And I was like, well, I need something. So it's a Heineken tonight.
Well, I'm on the beer train as well. I'm drinking a Brooklyn Pilsner.
We love.
Ooh,
very good.
I am deviating slightly from the beer train. I'm drinking a White Claw. It's a Clementine.
Sure.
Clementine.
A new flavor.
Wait, can I see the can? Oh, what is that? 70?
Yeah, what does it mean,
70? 70 calories.
70 calories,
oh,
of course.
Under 100? What are you doing to me, White Claw?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a White Claw hard seltzer 70. I guess that makes it's different, because it's
cool.
70 calories, 3.7% alcohol. And it's gluten-free.
They aged the Clementines for 70 years.
You know what? You know, I know a little girl who's like a theater girl, and her name is Clementine Klein. Is there any better name for a theater kid?
Clementine
Klein. No. That's like actress by day, superhero by night, Clementine Klein. I can't even say
absolutely.
It. Clementine. Clementine Klein.
Clementine.
Wow, that was hard. Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have a gin and tonic, as per usual.
Great.
But today, in a wine glass, because I wanted to be fancy.
Amazing. Part of the reason why I'm drinking this beer is because everything is packed.
I was going to say.
Right, Brian's getting ready for his Moog.
That's true. That is
right.
But what are we talking about today? We're talking about Let's Hear It for the Choice. So what I do want to start with is, so I was, I'll be totally honest, I was new to your Instagram when Kevin told us that you were coming on, which was like, and I went on it, and I also, through your Instagram, I found my favorite video of all time. And it truly has made... the Aaron Carter to Zoses is truly my favorite video of all time. I love Seussical, and that was just like a magical experience for me. But for those of you out there who don't know about what it is, can you explain the concept? Because I think it's brilliant. But I wanted to hear from your perspective what the concept of that Instagram is.
Totally. It's also changed. But, I mean, overall, it's just highlighting choices, but just really great musical theater moments, and specifically not just Broadway. You know, I want it to be inclusive to everyone, wherever they are in their career. It could be a preschool concert. It could be a, you know, a voice recital. It could be college production. It could be Broadway. It could be a tour. You know, I just want to like celebrate the choice for what it is and the talent for what it is, not just like boost up people who don't need any more boosting up. You know, there's been a lot of that throughout the years of like, let's all gag over this person who already has so much validation. So now let's take a moment to gag over the people that are just as incredible as them. And the industry just hasn't recognized them in the way they deserve yet, because it's a wild industry.
Absolutely. Can you talk about how you, cause you had mentioned that you were a casting director at one point.
I was.
And you sat behind the table. Can you talk a little bit about how that, in terms of like watching tons of auditions and seeing the choices people make within the 2 minutes that they get in front of you, and how that kind of may or may not have led to this Instagram and trying to feature people making incredible, wonderful, maybe weird, but work choices.
Totally. I actually, it's almost the opposite. The way everything has happened in my life, it's almost the opposite in the sense that like, I've always been like the cheerleader of like all my friends and everyone I love in theater. And you know, like I'm like starting to realize, I'm like, is that my talent? Is like, that's like a line from Wicked, I think. Encouraging talent. I'm Madame Warble, I guess, but not evil. No, but I really like love encouraging talent and really being a cheerleader for people. And that's why I went into casting. But I think for the exact reason I was just talking about, of the reason I'm trying to celebrate everyone, is like the hard part about casting for me is that there is a business to it. And it was really hard to like be like, this is the more talented person, but this is the person who might sell more tickets. You know, like there's so much business to it. And that was really hard for me to like let go of, like not knowing that not everything would be fair, you know? But this is like, I ultimately left casting. Who knows? I could go back at some point. But this is like my new adventure of like, I don't know if casting was for me, but now here's my way of celebrating all talent. If I can't give them a job necessarily, maybe I can totally give them followers or likes. I mean, just get their name out there so that they can get a job, you know?
Sure. I mean, that's currency at this point.
Truly, absolutely. Yeah.
And I stan your Instagram account. I'm obsessed. I also wanted to say that I loved the video you did about like the Macy's parade choices and like just like the commentary on all the ridiculous things that these people do. So I wanted to ask you like right away, if you had to pick like three of the videos that you found that are like, you're like, these were the gold finds, like the diamond in the rough finds that you've posted, what would you say those are?
That is,
they're all gold, but like,
that is such a wild question because I can't even like think. I feel like I'd have to like scroll through my phone and look at them. One of the ones that comes to mind that's like an all-time like favorite is Kennedy Coggle's Ready to Be Loved. That's a great one. But like some of the ones that people are sending me now are really wild to me. I'm trying to think. Well, one of my all-time favorites that actually got taken down because Wicked is a little bit finicky is, you've heard Louise Dearman's The Wicked Die Alone. She like legit, she's as Glinda, she like legits everything and then she just belts the note die. She's like, the wicked die. Like, it's just like really wild. She's the only woman to ever play Elphaba and Glinda full time. And it like shows in that moment.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's one of my all-time favorites, although it got taken down. I don't know. That's a wild question.
And so you're saying that like things that people are sending you. So is this like a combination of things that like you're scouring the internet for, but also people are just like, hey, you should post this video.
Yeah. I mean, it started, the reason the whole account started was I was like, I'm a big YouTuber and there are so many videos that I'm like, oh, I forgot about this one. I forgot about this one because I never really saved them to YouTube. I never was like a bookmarker or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I would just think of them. And like, eventually I was like, I need to write these down when I think of them because like, I don't want to like forget about this one riff in this one song, you know, like I love it so much, or like how to find it. Right. And so eventually I was like, I'm going to put them all into a note. you know, so I like can keep track of them. And then during quarantine, I was like, dang, this note is like 100 videos long already. And it's like been like maybe a few months. And I was like, there's so many, like I can think of a new video that I used to love every day. And so then I was like, I want to like post these. And so I was like, I'm not going to post them on my Instagram because everyone's going to be annoyed with me. And like, no, not everyone wants to see that. So I'm just going to make another Instagram account and just like post them. So I have a place to like put all of them. So they're all in one spot. And I didn't follow anyone, didn't hashtag anything. And I just like told my friends, I was like, hey, I made a Finsta of like, I'm going to put like my favorite theater videos on there. And they're like, cool. And then all of a sudden, like people started following and I was like, wait, what's happening? And so that's literally what happened. I never planned to have followers. It was kind of a Finsta situation. Mm-hmm. And now it has far more followers than I have on my personal Instagram. But no, I really love that the theater community embraced it. And I think that people are waiting to see new talent, you know? Yeah.
And I agree cool. with you that what you were saying before, how like there's a lot of accounts that are just like, here's Idina Menzel's incredible belt moment. Here's like Patti LuPone being incredible. But yeah. like, it is so refreshing to go on your page and be like, here's a 6-year-old girl singing Home from The Wiz better than anyone I've ever yeah. heard before.
That feels so good.
Jasmine Sullivan, that's a classic.
It's yeah. so good.
She's awesome. I also love it because like, I, as the two of you both know very well, was big into the Broadway YouTube in about 2010. And so
Kennedy Coggle like, was, I think, 2010.
Because I very much know what video you're talking about. But now, like, I don't, like, I won't sit. This is also just, like, telling of the attention span of people right now. Because I'm like, I don't sit and watch a 10-minute compilation of the best Elphabas anymore. But I will scroll through an Instagram account.
Sure.
For half an hour.
I used to watch the exact videos you're talking about where it would be like one line and you just listen to like
over
20 plus women sing it.
Yes. Yep. Oh, do we remember the compilations of like 2 years ago that started with Christopher Columbus?
Yes.
And then people just kept doing those.
Yep.
That was like my favorite month.
The Fiero, the one of like Elphaba's belting Fiero. Was a classic. That was a really yeah. that was a really good one.
During that time, there was the Marie the Baguettes one.
Oh yes. And what was my favorite one? Oh, no from
Dreamgirls.
What was that song from Thoroughly Modern Millie? No.
Oh, I'm seen a Joe. That it one. Just
What Do I Need with Love? Yeah. There was one of that.
Yes, and this one guy seriously goes, no, uh-uh.
And the hard part with that is, so I love those videos, and I'm finding the balance of realizing that maybe some people don't want those videos out there. Mm. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out, is that like, I only want to steer toward the positive, because I'm just like, of course I die for some of the videos too, but I'm like, some people might hate that video. So I like really try to be careful with that. But
because there are ones that are clearly poking fun. And then there are right. ones that are like, this is the best.
Right. But like the is just funny. Come on.
The is just hilarious. What a choice.
Like, he said, no, uh-uh. Uh-uh.
he's great.
And he's probably proud of that choice. Do you have rules that you follow, like your own personal rules? Like when either looking or posting, in terms of like what you just mentioned, like what constitutes versus like, you know, this may be poking fun versus like, this is like a great choice, regardless of if you agree or disagree with it. Like, do you have any like internal rules, I guess?
I don't even know if I have rules. It really is just about, for me, literally just no matter what the choice is, at least making the caption in a way that promotes people to like uplift the performer, you know, even if it's like a silly choice, to be very careful to like plant the seed of like, they made it, no matter what, they made a choice and it was like, and it's great, you know? And I would never post anything that I'm like, this would open the door to bullying, you know?
Sure.
That's like, totally. That's really the only rule I have. And then the other thing that like the other, it's not really a rule, but the other thing I try to do is just like vary it up of like, okay, I haven't posted a dancer in a while, or, you know, just like I haven't, there's been a lot of riffs lately. Like let's vary it up, you know? That's really it, though. Anything is game.
Cool. Well, do you know where anything is game also?
Where?
Today's
in the corner with Kevin.
Kevin's corner. The lag was especially great today.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was supposed to be Sunday in the Park with George, but Tuesday's in the corner with Kevin. So you know about the lag. Okay, so welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I have done a lot of fun and interesting research about stuff to ask you. And today's is just, let's hear it for your choices. So I'm just going to give you a series of choices, and you just have to rapid fire give me your answer.
Okay.
And you can give me like a sentence about why you picked it if you want to, or you can just say that's my answer. I'm sticking to it. So we'll see how this goes. All right. First one, Elphaba or Glinda?
Ooh, I say Glinda. And the reason is because she has more of a journey. And I identify more. I would be a Glinda.
Okay. That's a good answer.
And I love Kristen Chenoweth.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
I'm going to say hot dog, and literally my inspiration is just because the Broadway hot dog. You guys know that account, right?
Love yeah. The Broadway hot dog.
Yeah. That's the first thing that came to mind, and it felt on brand, so.
Ice cream in a cup or a cone?
Cup. I've always been a cup person. Isn't that weird?
No, I am too.
I am too.
I can't handle
it. Wow, weird. That's the unpopular answer, I feel like.
Definitely a cone person.
Oh, I have a very detailed photo series of Brian eating a very melty ice cream cone.
I don't know if I've ever actually fully had ice cream out of a cone. It never has appealed to me.
Same.
Can I ask you a second question to that, Kevin, if you don't mind?
I mean, it's not Brian's corner, but it's fine.
No. This is for all of you. This is for all of you. I can text you the question. You can ask it. How do you all feel about cups with cones on top?
I just don't like the cone.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
Okay, no, totally.
Weird.
You know what? I made a mistake. I'll never
Why did you even ask that?
I'm so sorry.
Rude.
I'm going to blame myself. Yeah, I did not do
that. I'm in the weird camp of I enjoy a cone, but I often will not eat the cone. But I like holding it.
Oh, yeah. It's cute. Like, the aesthetic.
But yeah. Mostly, it's a mess, and I prefer a spoon situation.
Mustard or mayo?
Mayo. I don't really like mustard. I've kind of gotten into honey mustard, but.
Fair. Baseball or football?
No, none. no ball.
Correct podcast.
Wait, what was it too? Football or baseball?
Football or baseball. I tried to think of both that are equally slow and boring.
I was just going to say they're both slow and boring.
Because it felt unfair to be like basketball or baseball, because at least basketball is exciting because they run a lot back and forth.
Also find that boring.
I think I'm gonna it's really hard because if I was gonna watch a sport, I actually might watch one of those two just because it's like everyone watches it and it's like fun. It's like the World Series or like the whatchamacallit?
Super Bowl.
Theater person. I will go with the Super Bowl or the football only because the Super Bowl. Is I feel like a better event than the World Series.
There's a concert in the middle.
Yeah. And the cheerleaders, and you know, it's
I appreciate that. Peanut butter or jelly?
Peanut butter is my favorite food, so peanut butter.
Yes. American or cheddar cheese? I was very hungry when I made this list.
American? I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, okay. What is the cheese going on?
There's a lot of stipulations there.
To eat alone, cheddar. On a burger, American.
Yes. In a mac and cheese, you know?
Mm. Oh. I mean, you want cheddar. Well, you want both for a
mac. Well, yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah.
Four. You need four.
Four cheese, mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally.
Revival or new play?
Specifically play, you mean? Or like... Of a show.
Specifically new play or revival.
I mean, I'm such a musical person as far as plays versus musicals go, but I will say new. For sure new. Let's get new content out there.
I like that. Monkeys or hippopotami?
Never heard the word hippopotami in my life.
I think it's right? Sure. Is it hippopotamuses?
Hippopotamuses.
As I'll say, I feel like it's like the boring answer, but monkey. I just I feel like there's more there to it. Although hippopotamuses are great. Hippopotami.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, dogs by far. Not a cat person.
Okay, this is probably not going to work. I said t-shirts or hoodies, but...
I've been really into hoodies lately.
I feel like hoodies are very comforting during quarantine and all of this.
That's it. I feel like I've only worn hoodies every day.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not doing it now, obviously, but like definitely hoodies during this quarantine have been like a magical experience.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Kirsten Dunst or Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Interesting. Okay.
They
interesting.
Got one wrong, but that's fine.
Not wrong. Wait, you don't wait. Is there just a better answer, or you don't like Sarah Jessica Parker?
I just was being silly. It was
also
either
the
way.
2-in-1 category is hilarious.
I just think Kirsten Dunst is ridiculous, so I'm always.
Can you guys hear that? I'm getting a call. What the heck? You guys should probably popular. Hear, right?
Don't yeah, but you're popular. It's okay.
I just learned recently that if you're on Zoom, like they can hear like any sound that you play. I actually learned in a rehearsal with Children for Dear Edwina, online version. That I was like playing something else on my computer, and they all heard it, and I was like, "Oh, okay, never mind."
That's amazing. And this is been Kevin's Corner.
Yay! Congratulations. Where are you from originally?
Born in New York, and I grew up in Massachusetts.
Okay, so do you remember your first Broadway show?
Yeah, I mean, technically, I think it was Cats, but I fell asleep during it. So I always say Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby.
Me too.
Oh, magical. Really?
What was the first show that made you like, I love this, I want to do this?
Probably that. I mean, I don't remember specifically. The only moment that I remember is like when she flew over the audience. And then I met her at the stage door, and like she signed something that I had. Mm-hmm. But I've always been a huge like Peter Pan fan. I don't know if it's from that or what, but I used to watch that DVD of that production like all the time.
Oh yeah, clap if you believe in fairies.
DVD or VHS?
VHS.
I guess it was a VHS.
Yeah,
I think it could have been a more than one part VHS even.
Was it? I'm trying to remember. I had it too. I'm trying to remember if it was. I think it was one. Was it in a clamshell?
I actually don't even remember like the physical VHS of it, but I had to have watched it back then. But I had the VHS of Mary Martin.
See, I had the VHS of Mary Martin.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
That's what,
I had like
no.
taped from television Mary Martin.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Now I'm trying.
They had the Kathy
I had the Kathy. I know for a fact I had the. I don't remember anymore. I have to double check all this.
I'm trying to wonder if it came out during VHS times though, because I guess maybe I watched it when I was even a little older.
Now I'm questioning everything.
Everything.
Do you remember the last show that you saw before the shutdown?
Well, I was swinging a show, so I saw that every night. but I maybe Moulin Rouge.
Fair.
Okay.
I don't remember. Maybe Moulin Rouge. Probably.
So long ago.
I know, it was so long.
Like, not even a joke.
Also, embarrassing story about Moulin Rouge. When I went to see it, I was about to leave for a contract, and I was just, like, trying to see, like, whatever was in town. Good. Mm. Also, good thing I did that, I guess, now that I think back.
Yeah, true.
Didn't get a chance after that. but I was, like, just doing, like, the lotteries online and just, like, trying to, like... throw my name into any hat, and so all of a sudden,
oh my god,
I, like,
remember the lotteries? That I just had like a wave of nostalgia.
I know it's been a while, but I put my name into like the Moulin Rouge one, and I like won, and it was like truly like I think a half hour before the show, and I was not even in Midtown, and I like texted a bunch of friends because I like I always click 2 tickets just in case,
always,
yeah.
And so I texted a bunch of friends, and one was at I think she was like at Ripley, like auditioning or something, or like I think she was like waiting in line to audition for something, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get out of line for this. I'll see it with you." I was like, "Great!" So we like both ran to the theater. I hadn't eaten anything that day, and so at intermission, I was like, "I'm so hungry. Like, do you think we can like run across the street? And like, is there like something to grab? I don't even know." And she was like, "I mean, I have like a snack in my bag," and I was like, "What do you have?" She was like, "Hard boiled eggs," and I was like, I don't know about eating hard-boiled eggs at the theater of, like, Moulin Rouge. But I did, and the worst part, they had the shells on them. So I was like unpeeling hard-boiled eggs in the audience in Moulin Rouge. And I was so embarrassed, but I was also so hungry.
There is somebody with the opposite story of this. That's yes. Like, oh, when I saw Moulin Rouge, this kid was egg.
And they're also probably like this uncultured, like non-theater loving person, like with hard-boiled eggs at the theater. And I like, meanwhile, it's like me who's literally obsessed.
Wait, that's so good.
So, good. Oh
so embarrassing.
That story just made me so sad that I haven't like ran to the theater to see a show last minute.
Man, the lottery, winning the lottery, then like frantically texting all of your friends to see who wants to spend $65 to watch the Cher show that
posting day. A status, even yeah, like absolutely. I posted statuses.
Or like when like Brian and I won the lottery to see Phantom of the Opera. When oh, our best. And we literally went and we had tickets in like front row center right next to this couple that like they were on their honeymoon and like had like she wanted to see a Broadway show and what it was her first Broadway show and they were seeing the Phantom and like they were like living for the Phantom.
Oh yeah,
we were,
like, man,
we got so like, out of your minds.
And we offered them to come on the show to talk about their experience on their honeymoon.
We got so drunk and we were like, do you want to come on our show? They were like, what?
Oh my God, I love that.
I just saw something in Brian's video that I need to address. Is that a back scratcher you're holding?
It's my new favorite toy.
I have one too.
Yeah, this is a Christmas gift from her
from my in-laws.
That's how you know you're getting old, if you get a back scratcher for Christmas.
I was
my
just
husband and I
that.
Each got one.
Yeah, we have two.
Me get one too.
Yeah, we have two.
Oh, and Schmidt is giving us all the stocking.
I love it.
Now, speaking of Schmidt, this makes me think. So, Jimmy, not only are you a theater lover, but you have something in common with both me and Brian. You were once a singing, dancing waiter.
But you guys both worked there?
So, no, we worked at the Surflight Theater's Showplace Ice Cream Parlor, where we were singing, dancing waiters in like a 1950s ice cream parlor.
I worked at Ellen Stardust Diner.
Oh, you did?
I worked at Ellen Stardust Diner.
That's how Nikisha, because our friend Nikisha, all of the Broadwaisted fans know Nikisha from our movie club, and she's been on the show a lot. She is the one who kind of connected us because she knows you from Ellen's. So do you have any fun stories from your singing, dancing waiter days?
Well, first of all, side note, when I went home for Thanksgiving, I think it was last year, Nikki happened to be on for Sealy in Color Purple. So I got to see her at Sealy.
Oh,
yes.
So yeah, jealous.
I think it was her first time on too. It was really wild.
Wow.
Like the timing just worked out. I was like, I'm going to be home in Boston. And she was on for Sealy that night. Anyway. Wait, so also I feel like that's actually a great segue because I feel like part of the reason I love all these choices is Ellen's because people would really, really sing down there. I'm not a singer like that. Like I sing, I'm in musical theater. Yeah. But I'm not like a singer. But sure. People there like really, really sing. And it's like, people are just like half paying attention, eating their burger. And I'm like, these are some of the most wild vocals I've ever heard. And like, I would be the person that would be taking videos constantly as I'm working. Like have like a plate in one hand and be like, you know, like.
Like people need to know.
Or I'd be like asking my coworkers. I'm like, can you do that song again? Like, can you do that riff again? You know, like so obnoxious, but
just the hype man of the shift.
I truly always just the hype man. I feel like even when I'm in a show, like I remember like when I did Hairspray 3 times and like I would always be like the Dynamite playoff. I'd be like, can you do that like riff again? Like, you know, like backstage, like please, like for me, like so obnoxious.
going back to before.
We can never go back to before. No,
exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
There it is.
I also hesitated because in my head I was like, I just said it. Do I say something? Will someone else say something?
you know us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, previously in this episode, you had mentioned seeing everything before you left for a job. When all of this happened, were you on tour? Were you regional? Where were you when all of this started?
I was at La Jolla Playhouse doing a new show called Fly.
Okay.
So it's directed by Jeffrey Seller, who produced Hamilton and like Rent and Avenue Q. And so he's directing it. It's choreographed by Andy and Stephanie Clements. And it actually was around about like 10 years ago. They did it in Dallas, and it's the Peter Pan story, but from Wendy's perspective.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's like a lot more modernized. Clearly, it's like Andy Blankenship choreography, like, hey, Poppy. But a lot of percussion, like the whole everyone that's on stage, I'm pretty sure all plays drums at some point. And like obviously really cool flying effects. But yeah, I was swinging that, and I hadn't performed. So I had been in casting, and I hadn't performed in, I think, over 2 years. And that wildly came about into my life. And yeah, I was performing in that, swinging. I actually went on for a week, but then we opened and then we did two shows and closed. We were supposed to be open for like over a month. But yeah, that's what I was doing. And I actually, shout out to La Jolla Playhouse, because I was, until I've been here, I've actually been in La Jolla since, because they've allowed us all, if we wanted, to stay in their housing. Because they know that we're jobless and times are really, really tough. And they've offered their housing they've offered for us to stay in the housing.
So wow. I just want to make sure I heard this right. So since the beginning of this pandemic, when you were in La Jolla performing, you have essentially been at La Jolla Playhouse for this entire pandemic in their housing, basically living for free because they recognize what the situation was.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm like a little weird about like telling, because I'm like, I feel weird. I'm like, no, but I also need to be telling people about this, because what La Jolla is doing is huge, you know, like that is, yeah. They really, really don't have to do that, you know?
That's incredible. Like, mm-hmm. That just like really warmed my heart.
Okay. And well, it's also what will warm it even more is that, like, if you think about like Come From Away, like that premiered at La Jolla, and that's like their big thing. And it's like, that is such a Come From Away story of like taking care of people, like, and taking them in when times are tough.
Yeah.
And now you're back on the East Coast.
I'm just visiting my mom in Florida. I was here for like Christmas, and she actually just moved and retired. So I'm just like welcoming her into her new house and helping her like move in.
Kevin is also in Florida.
I am in Florida as well.
Whereabouts?
I am right outside Jacksonville,
Florida. Okay. I'm in the Villages. You ever heard of the Villages?
Oh, I have heard of the Villages. Only from my time like working with a booking agent, I'm just like, oh, I've talked to a theater in the Villages. Where are they?
Yes, there's a touring house in the Villages.
There sure is.
Oh, that's awesome. What an incredible story. That was unexpected and pretty amazing.
Did a lot of people stay?
They're still, I still am technically there. I'm just here quickly visiting. I'm about to move back to New York City any moment now. Just because I'm like, this has been so sweet and I really appreciate them, but I'm like, it will have been a year soon. And I'm like,
yeah,
I need to like get back to like, just like seeing people at a distance, even, you know, just like having some sort of like sense of normalcy, even just if it's just being in the city, you know. But yeah, there's I think like 8 of us still there.
Oh wow, that's amazing. That they let everyone stay, because presumably at the beginning it was just like stay till we can open again,
right? And then it's just been like, well, we have no use for this housing, so
here it is. Wow. And I'm sure people like had sublets still in their houses or not, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's nice to know there's good in the world.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that With brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
On that note, should we play a game?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Let's play a game.
Let's play
a game. Speaking of rapid fire choices, Kevin.
Yes.
We're going to play Hands on a Hard Body. Or sorry, Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Everyone was that at La Jolla?
What?
Was that at La Jolla?
Yes.
Yes?
I'll look it up while you explain the rules.
I think okay. So. I think that sounds right.
Dirty Hands on a Hard Body. Everyone has two hands. They're currently clean and can be down on whatever surface you have in front of you. A little rapid fire.
Just so you know, if you accidentally Google dirty hands on a hard body, I didn't. <make that joke.
laughs> I'm sorry, my game hasn't reached the internet.
Sorry.
Play it multiple times a week. Cool. So the order on my screen, which is what we'll use because it's my game. I'm on the top, and then it goes over to Kevin, down to Brian, over to Jimmy, back up to me. It's a categories game, so you have two hands on the table. The category will be announced. You'll go rapid fire around. If you repeat or take too long to answer, then you have one hand up. That is your dirty hand. If you have two hands, you are out. And then we play until someone wins.
Wait, so you said, say the order again.
It is me, Kevin, Brian, you, me, Kevin, Brian.
Cool.
Great.
Just remember who you go after, I
guess. I thought, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm after Brian.
Yes.
Cool.
And all right. Okay. Also, if you get out on a round, you get to choose the next category. Kevin, you can start.
Okay. The category will be musicals that started in London before coming to Broadway.
The British Invasion, if you will.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Thanks.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, so you'll be shocked. I'm like really bad with like facts like this.
Amazing. Can't wait.
All right. Hey. So I'll start. Okay. Les Mis.
Phantom.
Billy Elliot.
Yeah. That was great. What a good one.
Miss Saigon.
Starlight Express.
Someone said Phantom. Love Never Dies?
Yeah.
Never on Broadway.
Oh, Never on Broadway, though.
Well, it did do an actual tour.
You just said here. So on Zoom.
We'll give it to him. It'll be his first guest pass.
Sure.
I just went with an Andrew Lloyd Webber because, of course, that stuff always goes over there first.
That is what I'm racking through as well.
Wait, was Love Never Dies in London or Australia?
I'm sure it was London first, and then it didn't do well. Then they took it to Australia once they reworked it.
We only did a tour here. We never did Broadway.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
My turn, Matilda.
Yeah.
Mm.
Six.
Mm.
Never opened, but that's fine. No, I'm kidding.
Closed down.
Oliver.
The saddest of them
all. I was just going to say Oliver.
Did Oliver stop there?
Okay, yes. Okay. I'll think of something. This might be wrong. Mary Poppins?
That is correct. I saw it in London.
Was it there first? Yeah, I guess.
Was it there first?
Yeah, it was there first. It was Laura
Because Ashley was not the first.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was Laura Michelle.
I don't even know if we don't even have a cast recording.
No, it's all London.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And my dad like chit-chatted with everyone at intermission apparently because they were all having a smoke break. And my dad came back to his seat and he was like, they can't get visas to go to Broadway. So they're all just going to stay here because it had just been announced to move. Like my businessman dad was fascinated. My turn as I stalled for that.
Five, four, three, two. One.
I'm done.
Wait, can you guys say some more? Because now I'm curious.
Well, I was going to say that the female-led company revival.
Mm. Oh, we were going to get into tricky territory. So
that right. Was yeah.
Got it.
I was going to say Curse.
Sure.
My next one was Cursed Child. Good one. I don't know if you would have accepted it, but
would not have. Oh, yeah. Maybe you said show, not musical. I suppose.
I did say musical. I think.
Yeah, he did. But there's music in it. Imogen Heap.
There's music. It is not a musical.
It was nominated for best score.
It's not a musical, Brian.
It's not a musical.
I'm arguing something that doesn't count.
All right, Kimberly, will you get to make a category?
I'm going to do the opposite category. Shows that have transferred to the West End.
Okay.
Mostly because now I'm trying to like picture them all. I'll start. Hamilton.
Legally Blonde.
Oh, did it?
I have a clarification question.
Yeah.
Like my answer was going to be In the Heights, but that didn't transfer. It opened on the West End years after the...
And it was its own production, so I would not have counted that.
Okay.
Oh, so you're saying like it has to be the same exact like design, yeah, everything.
Like Wicked moved. Hamilton moved.
So I'm going to say...
I was going to say Wicked.
Sorry. I didn't technically say it. You can still.
I'm going to say Wicked.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to say Hairspray. My favorite show.
Ooh, wonderful.
Which just opened there.
Wait, oh, so does really? That count?
So that doesn't count is what we're saying.
Because that was a new production, not a transfer of Broadway.
Oh, so I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that either.
Okay. Now I get it. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. I feel like most shows that you would say, right? Or no?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I probably could like guess one, honestly. Let's say
there's the one you were talking about with the theater you were at.
Peter Pan. Come from Away.
Yes,
that would count. Right?
Yeah, that's totally a good one.
I guess is that a more current thing that shows transfer over like that, like the same exact production kind of just goes, or not?
I think so. I'm trying to think of most of the things I'm thinking of are in recent years, but maybe because we don't pay attention.
Right.
Sure. Now we definitely pay attention more, at least in general now.
Yeah.
Chicago.
You skipped me.
Oh, sorry.
Chicago. Say it.
Yeah.
Rent.
Spam-a-lot.
Sister Act. Oh, that was opposite. That was opposite, right?
No, that was right. You're right.
But Bettina did both, right?
Yes.
And then it was
this is confusing. This is really tripping me up.
This was my category. Into the Woods.
Sweeney Todd.
Are we just guessing musicals now? I don't know. I don't know any of these answers.
Yeah, mine are all going to be guesses too.
Yeah.
Someone make a glaring mistake.
Yeah, probably. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, my next one. Just Mamma Mia.
Let's say.
Wrong. Mamma Mia started
Lion in London. Lion King. That's good.
No, Brian's wrong. Mamma Mia started in London.
Oh, I thought that was my thoughts recording. I thought we were doing London to New US again. I'm sorry.
No, that was Kevin's category.
Let me go.
No.
Pick a category.
Upcoming movie musicals.
I can think of two as well. I wonder if they're the same ones.
Great. So the two of us get in and then.
So I guess I'll start.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you start.
West Side Story.
Oh, that wasn't even what I thought about. So Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, that was the one I thought about in the Heights.
I thought of all three of those.
I have one more.
Okay.
I got one more too.
High School Musical 4.
That true? No.
I just made that up.
That exists already, doesn't it?
There's only three.
No, you made that up.
I made that up. I don't know. I'm out.
Okay, then pick a new category.
Okay.
Wait, what were the other ones you were thinking of?
13.
Oh, we need a 13 movie?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Jamie.
Everyone's talking. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I was also, this is not a movie, but I don't even know if it's still happening, but Ryan Murphy was supposed to do a series of A Chorus Line. I don't know if it was going to be the original musical or what, but he was supposed to do a series of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Cool. Anyway, Kevin, you're up.
Our next category is female performers who have played Elphaba.
I was gonna, that was gonna be my category if I had to make one up. That's hilarious.
Here. Okay. So I will start with Idina Menzel.
Shoshana Bean.
I was gonna say Shoshana, but I'll do it.
We're going in order.
Stephanie J. Block.
Jessica Vosk.
Julia Murney.
Eden Espinosa. Wait,
also, are we gonna have to clarify? So there's gonna be a lot. So are we only Broadway?
Ben, this is for you.
This is your.
Are we only Broadway? And then the other question is, are we only full time?
Okay, we are only full time for sure. And in the spirit of Let's Hear It for the Choice, it can be any like professional production in like tours, West End, Broadway.
Full time.
Cool.
I'm going to go with Lily Cooper then.
Toes. Jenny DeNoia.
Wait, did we
skip me? Kevin.
Well, I skipped her, not you, Jenny.
Oh.
Yeah. Emma Hunton.
Jenny DeNoia.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
No, I know. Rachel, I forget her last name. Rachel
the Growler.
Wait, say that again.
I just said the Growler. She's the Growler.
Yeah. She's a redhead. Rachel. Yeah. Tucker. Rachel Tucker.
There it is.
Oh.
I'll go with the longest running one, Jackie Burns.
Anna Gasteyer.
That was mine. Nicole. What is her last name? It's something really obvious. She's my alpha boss. She's who I saw when I saw it on Broadway. Nicole Driver?
Close. When it stops. What is when the car stops?
Break. Nicole.
Break?
Breaker? Breaking?
You're going to pull into your spot.
Nicole Parker. There it is. And that totally counts because of what happened, that interaction.
Yeah, of Wait, course.
Did I forget. Did we say Jessica Vosk?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Okay, then I'm out.
Oh, out completely.
Yeah, I'm blanking. I can't think of anybody for some reason.
Oh, is that two hands?
Yeah, I'm out.
Brian, you get to give us a category. Wait.
It is now just the three of us.
Let's do a hand check. Who has a hand up?
I do.
Oh, Jimmy's wrong.
You have no
you
hand
You put
up.
A hand up when you get it wrong.
Right. Yeah.
You're correct.
I mean, I think I should have a hand up from Love Never Dies, but.
You're the guest. So he has zero. So zero to 1-1. Okay. Brian, what's our category?
Sure. The category is, let's go with musical songs where the title has the word love in it.
Okay.
The songs have the word love in the title.
Okay.
Got it.
Great.
Go for it.
Jimmy starts.
Oh,
Jimmy
what starts. Do I need with love?
Great. A little bit in love.
Love, look away.
I'm out.
Oh, you're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love never dies.
No. Love changes everything.
A little bit in love.
I already said it.
No!
Okay, so you're out?
I'm out. Okay, so the category for you two is...
And I have one hand, so if you win, you win.
Okay.
Or so if category, I lose, you win.
The category for you two is names of cats in the musical Cats.
Oh, this is an awful one for me. So I think that you're gonna. I think I'm gonna get a hand.
All right. So Kimberly starts. No, Jimmy. Do you start? Yeah, Kimberly starts.
She started it.
Whatever. Skimbleshanks.
Mongo Jerry.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Rumple Teaser.
Jenny Annie Dots.
Jelly Lorium. Is that her name?
Yeah, I think so. McCavity.
Did we say Grisabella?
No.
No.
Are you saying Grisabella?
Grisabella.
Old Deuteronomy.
Did you say Mistopheles? They all sound the same.
No, I didn't.
Okay, okay. Oh, so also, fun fact, I don't know anything about cats except probably just maybe the cats' names.
That's all there is to cats.
That's all there is to know. That's what the show's about. They say their name.
They just introduce themselves, and that's the end of the show.
They introduce themselves.
Is it my turn?
Oh, no, it's my turn. Bum Ballerina?
Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Demeter.
I'm going to have to take the hand. I probably could have really thought about one, but it would have taken me far longer than 5 seconds.
And so now, because you two are tied, Brian and I will come up with a category for you to finalize it. So that you
wait, what were some more? Were there more?
Gus, the theater cat.
Oh, Gus.
That was spectacular to watch, by the way. Like, I held my breath the whole time.
Have any of you watched Love Life on HBO?
No,
there's
I
a
haven't.
Fun little cats subplot about one of the names of the cats that I couldn't remember, but I wanted that to be the one I pulled out. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so the final category for you two. Let's say...
Something nostalgia-wise, like, do we want to go with Broadway houses? Do we want to go with... something about the lottery. I don't know. I'm thinking out
the
loud
fact
here.
That Broadway houses are nostalgic at this point.
I know. Remember Broadway theaters?
Remember Broadway theaters? Have you seen one?
Let's do Broadway musical villains.
Good one.
Ooh, okay.
So it's characters that are seen as the villain in their story.
And Kevin and I will be the decision makers.
Of if they're actually villains.
Yeah, that's tough.
I know, that's going to be... fun.
And we're looking for the character name, not the actor who betrayed them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Who goes first?
Kimberly, ladies first.
Great. Javert.
Gaston.
The Beetle?
He is a villain.
Oh,
yeah.
Judge Turpin is who I was thinking of, sorry.
Madame Morrible?
Yeah.
George.
Who?
Regina George.
I thought you said George, like Sunny in the Park with
me
George.
Me too.
What?
George.
Yes,
George
Regina.
George is the villain. Look at it again. Just kidding.
Velma Von Tussle.
Totes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Jafar.
Eveline.
Oh, yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ursula.
Mm.
Great. Scar.
Mm. Yeah. Disney's always an easy way to go.
I'm thinking of all of them.
I'm like, are there any more Disney ones?
I was going to say, I want you to give me a dissertation on why Elsa's the actual villain of the story.
No, but I will say, what the heck is his name? Oh. No, I'll go with a different one. Okay. I can't even think of any musicals at the moment.
How this game works. Hi.
Oh my God. I can't even think of any musicals.
Oh.
It's hard because villains is tough.
I think it's very ironic that you lost Dirty Hands on a Hard Body by forgetting Hans.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, I was thinking the short guy.
Oh,
Lord. No. He's Wesselton.
Yeah.
I was going to say Pinkerton. Who's Pinkerton from?
Pinkerton is a Weezer album.
Not Pinkerton, but who's Pinkerton? Is that his something? Friend in My Fair Lady?
That's Pickering.
That's Pickering.
Pinkerton
is a thing.
I'm going to look up Pinkerton, and I'm nervous about what my Google search will pick up. Pinkerton?
Yeah.
Penny Pinkerton.
Oh, I mean, I guess maybe that's what I'm thinking of, but maybe not. I feel like Lord Pinkerton is like a thing somewhere. With a K, Pinkerton.
Pinkerton.
Well, anyway, that brings
anyway, that was
us...
Dirty Hands on a Hard Body, and you won. I won.
You won, Kevin.
You won. You never win. You win. Kevin never wins.
I never win.
Yeah. But that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you had a good time.
I had a great time.
That's great.
Yay. So fun.
You know, we end every episode with a quote, and this time I definitely spared no expense by saying, "It might go along down where no one can see, right under State Highway 203, right under the wagons, right under the tzozes of Mr. Ambroso, who's hanging out closest." It's possible, specifically the Aaron Carter version on your Instagram.
Wait, I also wanted to point out that you said Mr. Ambroso. It's definitely Mrs. Ambroso, but I like Mr. Ambroso too.
It is Mrs. Ambroso. I wrote down Mrs. Ambroso, but I got so excited to say Tzozes, I didn't care about the next sentence.
For sure. I love that.
But
oh my God, it's my favorite thing. Anyway, well, thank you so much for joining us again. Follow him on Let's Hear for the Choice. And what's your personal one?
My Instagram? Just Jimmy Larkin. Nothing exciting.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us again. You can find us on all things like Instagram, Twitter, at Broadwasted. You can find us in our Facebook group. We do some theater nerdy stuff there. Patreon this year is going to be awesome. So you can join Patreon, become a patron there. And then, of course, you can find us on all things like Spotify and Apple Music. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
And thank you.
Well, thank you again so much, Jimmy. And as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say,
cheers.
Oh, also go to our TeePublic page. They're always having sales and you can get some super cool t-shirts and mugs. And so, oh, Kimberly has one.
Jimmy, I see that you've put some real damage on your beer there.
Not at all. I'm not really a beer person.
Those mugs are cool.
They're very fun. Get one for yourself.
Oh, and you have those pens from when we were in middle school. The like different
colors. They were also in my Schmidt stocking.
Yeah, we have those too. We got those too.
And Jake
too.
Said, I feel like you would like those kinds of pens, so you can have them.
Those kinds of pens?
Just the good pens.
Those kinds of pens.
Yeah. You just profiled those pens, and I don't know.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.